This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and we are here tonight to talk about the double eviction of Big Brother Canada 10, the safety chain double eviction here tonight. We are live on a Thursday night to talk about everything that just went down on this Big Brother Canada 10 episode. With me tonight to do so is Sasha. How you doing, Sasha?
So good. You know, every podcast has a villain and there's always happiness to your sadness. So I'm hoping that I'm the villain and I bring the happiness to this podcast.
You want to be both.
Yes, I want to be
both the light and the dark.
Period.
The hero and the villain.
Okay.
Yes.
Always.
Also with us is AJ. How you doing, AJ?
Taryn, I'm hot. I got opinions. I'm upset. I'm very mad. Like, things happened that I was okay with. And at the end of the day, I have a big heart. So I have to follow that over my big brain.
Okay. AJ's here with the big heart. Sasha's got the hero villain energy. And we're going to talk all about this safety chain double eviction from Big Brother Canada 10. What an episode.
Really good. Like, I was so happy when I saw this. Like, it started off fun. It started off high pitch. I got nervous because I thought they were about to spin it so that Moose saved himself instead of Kevin doing the work at the beginning. But then they gave Kevin the proper credit. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then the whole show was great.
And here's the thing. Any other season of Big Brother Canada, it would have been Moose that saved himself. We would have seen Moose talking to the cameras being like, I think I'm doing this. And then they would have been like, yes, you are, Moose. You're doing it. And we wouldn't have seen anything from Josh, Kevin, or Helena. But this season, they are the heroes.
They're the heroes we needed.
it was a really good episode. I wasn't spoiled. I will say I tried to stay off social media. So I was like, who's going? And then it's just, things just kept happening. And you're like, I don't know what happiness is when it comes to reality shows, especially these BB shows. Everyone I like, you know, is always in the dumps. And then you're like, oh, this happened. Okay, fine. Because I knew T was going away. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, oh, this has happened. Oh. A showmance and Jess in the box. How dare we deserve this happiness? You know, I can't believe it. What? How are we going to pay is my question.
When is the ticket coming?
We paid the Pied Piper later. We party tonight.
Haven't I paid enough? God.
Sasha's like, I've been pumping money into this investment for years.
It's time. Gosh darn it. I have to watch All Stars, okay?
Yes, there were spoilers out there for the double eviction. Unfortunately, really the only way to avoid them is to just avoid social media entirely. I expect that this is going to be the case for all future eviction episodes. So Thursdays are, I guess, your break from social media if you don't want to be spoiled for the episode here. But we did manage to, or at least I did, Sasha did. I don't know if AJ did manage to avoid the spoilers.
I managed, baby.
There we go. We did it.
We all got through. Because it's not
sweeter.
Yeah, and it's because it's just to warn people, it's not just muting one account or one hashtag. Like, it can get through in all kinds of ways. You really just can't touch it if you want to be safe.
Ever heard of the challenge?
Tell me about it. Nope. It's so hard to avoid those stupid spoilers. Not even look at social media ever, I guess.
It's 3 a.m. on the West Coast, and I'm like, everyone's asleep, right? We're good. Bam, in my face. Like, how?
I have a zero tolerance policy. Like, I see one spoiler, you mute it forever.
You're going to mute your whole Twitter at that point.
I have my Twitter muted already, Sasha.
Yeah.
So we come into the episode. Hopefully you were spoiler free as well. And we're looking at all kinds of things. My biggest thing was, how will this safety chain work? Is it going to be one long chain? Is it going to be a chain that's split into two? Is there going to be a vote at the end? Or is the final person going to pick who leaves? Arissa really took her time letting us know how it worked.
She's like, love the drama. She likes to draw you out. Like, if you knew how it was going to happen, you're still going to tune in. But like, where's the fun in the suspense?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I was just like, I was watching the bowling competition, and I was like, I don't even know how tense I should be right now, because I don't know how much this matters yet. Is this the whole chain? Is it over after this? Or is there a split in the middle? I don't even know yet. You didn't even find out until after the competition.
Tara,
go ahead.
Yeah.
No,
I'm glad. Go, Sasha.
Because everyone was like at eight, right? A few of them got eight. And then they were like, oh, I'm good. I'm good. And then I was like, not me coming on the podcast and missing half the rules. But then, so thank God you said this, because I thought I showed up and I just like didn't get it. Because they're all like, yeah, I got eight. I'm good. I was like, no, you're not good. I think Moose is only good. But thank God I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been tense from 8 o'clock to 8:40. I'm not going to lie. I was pacing the entire episode.
I don't think it helped that Moose got the top score and the second bowl.
Yeah.
And it was like, nobody's going to beat that. It was such a fluke score too. Like, it went in and out of the 12, just barely past the one into the 15. And it was like, well, that one's over. Well, let's go, Moose.
Yeah, baby. Here's the thing, Taryn. You don't know the BB gods like I know the BB gods. Like, my BB gods would have had JC Lynn tie with him, and then in the read go, JC Lynn wins it, and I'd be sad.
That's what we're used to. That's what we have paid. I'm telling you, it's time. I need to get my money back, and I am.
Such like, I want a refund, like ASAP.
Here I am, all these years later, waiting.
Oh boy. So Moose kicks off the safety chain. We run it down. There's plenty to talk about, I think, in terms of the safety chain. They're then going to compete, the final three people in the chain, for who ends up on the block. And that was a little bit of like, oh, that's a little bit of hope for Jess. It gives Jess an opportunity, because Jess would have locked been on the block in pretty much any other scenario. But of course, doesn't end up happening, and Jess goes right out after Tanisha tonight. Big HOH competition coming up. We don't know the results yet. If we somehow do find out the results, we'll let you know at the end of the podcast after a spoiler song, but I don't anticipate that we're going to find out tonight even. You know, typically after a double like this, they've got to set up a whole new competition. So it's going to be a while, I imagine, before, even though this was pre-taped and there were spoilers, it'll be a while before we find out who won this next HOH.
And I'm not going to lie, if we do find out and it's not Herman, Betty, or Summer, I don't want to know. I'm good.
My queen. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll play the spoiler song and I'll just let AJ know.
Oh, no.
It was nice having you on the podcast, AJ. We'll see you later.
It's like AJ's never watched this episode of Big Brother before this one, right? He's like, everyone I like is safe. So that must mean that's how all of it. It is time to pay. And just remember that if we have to pay.
My bill's so large, though, and I'm broke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. So let's talk through the episode. It felt like we started with Helena, who was just not having Herman. Like, it wasn't like this. So Jess didn't like Herman's dancing because it was disrespectful. Helena doesn't like Herman's dancing because it's tacky.
It ain't tacky. It's fun. Like, Helena, have you ever had fun? Have you ever been with a group of people before? Her mom's vibing. Like,
Helena's Punjabi. Like, not to be stereotypical, but like, they be dancing all the time. Like, the Punjabis are
maybe not tackily though.
Oh, Helena's like, her mom's form is off.
Maybe that's what I'm like. Maybe you teach him, girl. Like, that's your Punjabi. It's in your vein. In every Indian's in our vein to dance. So, like, let's teach. Because I feel like she was being a little bit of a wet blanket for no reason. I was like, calm down. He deserves to do this. Like, chill out. Let him be. He did, especially because Jess was dragging him for no reason. So I 100% petty would have done that.
Like, hold on. Let's, like, not pretend this man was not the target. Like, it was not the target this week. Like, if I win safety and still in the house going to jury, like, I'd be dancing too. I'd be doing more than dancing, but, you know, that's just me.
Right. And then I would get sent home because I'm so petty. And yeah. I would have rubbed in your face so much.
Yeah.
When Herman finds out that Helena called his dancing tacky, this is his response.
You are absolutely outside your mind, fam. Outside your mind, fam. I will hold my...
My dancing is the furthest from tacky that there could be.
You know when you don't like someone that even if they're like, hey, the sky is blue, you'll be like, how dare they? There's obviously one cloud in the sky. So that means the sky is not all the way blue. Mm-hmm. It has some white in it. Like, to me, that's what's going on.
Yeah. A little bit of white in it is what happened to Jess, too. Helena's mad about her mom's dancing, and we're gonna hear from her about how she's not pleased with the fact that that some of her alliance members have been pushing for her to go up on the block. Is true. We heard some of it in the previous episode. We definitely saw plenty of it on the feeds. That Tanisha did have multiple conversations with Moose where she was saying, I really want to push Helena. She did push Helena to Jess. I felt like she was being a little generous to herself when she was talking to Arissa, like, what? I didn't push Helena. I pushed so many. And she did push more than just Helena, but she did land on Helena quite a bit. Only because she thought that was the only other option. I don't blame her. But like, you know, she can own it. I don't think there's any fault there.
Like, she was in self-preservation mode. Like, you do not want to touch the block, period. Cause like she said, pawns go home often. You don't want to be the pawn. Like, they did not want Helena at first. They were like, preferred Kevin or like Gina or Jace to go up. But like, it seemed like Jess wasn't buying it. So they had to like do what they had to do. And Helena, you are 4-4. Like, I'm sorry. That's how life is. But if it's one of us had to go up, it's you. But we still got your back, girl. Like, Moose gone.
Yeah, like, would Moose have gone, right? That's the question, if Helena was on the block. But I feel bad for Helena a little in that moment. But then, girl, you fumbled the bag so bad. And Helena has mentioned them just as many times. So, like, you don't have a leg to stand on. Like, both of y'all have been doing this in different times.
Yeah, and again, we talked about this before, but I feel like this is, you always get into trouble in the game when emotions get involved. And I think she genuinely feels guilty about turning on these people. And because of that, she's trying to find self-justification for it, both strategically and emotionally. And I feel like that's where you can get distracted, and that's where you can also like make judgment calls that are like not necessarily super correct, but in general, I mean, Helena has always been, I would assume, more loyal to Kevin and what they've got going on, the ghosts. And we do see from Kevin, that he's gonna hear out Moose's pitch. Moose offers him the world, which is great for Kevin because he was already planning to keep Moose. And this is where I did really think, like, when I saw Moose pitching first, because Kevin had already had his Josh talk at this point. That I was like, oh, they were all going to make it seem like Moose pitched this. Then Kevin had the idea to do, because I assumed they were going to still keep the Kevin thing because I've had a little more faith in them. But no, they even had Kevin in the diary. I'm like, oh, I had already planned to do this. So they didn't even have that like little inaccuracy there. They kept it straight. Let's go.
Like, give Kevin his praise for the work that he's doing, because I think maybe besides the Herman, he's the hardest working man in the house. So like, yeah. I love people like getting the proper praise for the work they do. Especially if Moose's pitch really wasn't great, because it wasn't great. in my humble and honest opinion. So give the mastermind his flowers. I got issues with the mastermind, but that's for another day.
Very much that.
Yeah. Kevin pitches to Gino and Jace, and this was like the chronologically, this is out of order, but it doesn't really matter. He pitches to, this is the first thing that happened. He pitches to Gino and Jace. Hey, remember when you guys got blindsided? Remember how much that sucked?
That did suck, didn't it?
It wasn't great, was it? Didn't love that, did you? Wouldn't you love to do that to them?
Ooh.
Sorry, they're so dumb. Bricks for brains. So, what? So, like, how does that even make, you know, I literally in my notes just have question marks. Like, why you're pitching your revenge thing to the showmans, but Jess didn't put you up on the block because they want the showmans to be on an island by themselves, whatever the heck that was. So they didn't put you up. Why are you revenging on them?
Well, I think the revenge is on the people that on Summer and Tanisha and Herman and Moose and them, right? Like, or not Moose, I guess, because he's being safe. But yeah, I mean, so something that I guess we didn't see in the episode, not super relevant anymore. But Jess was in on the blind side. Jess was in on this flip. So yeah, the pitch is to like get back at like Summer and Betty and Tanisha. And Herman, like the crew that blindsided them in that first fall, which is particularly humorous considering that not only was Kevin a part of that blindside on Jason Gino, he was probably the driving force behind making sure it was a blindside and that they weren't let in on it.
That's what I'm saying. Bricks for brains. Like, I don't think it takes that much, you know, like forethought or IQ to be like, but weren't you in on it? What's up with that?
Well, I have two surmises. First off, I'm a big fan of spite. So you want to bring spite or revenge onto the table. I'm like, I'm all in. I'm all ears. Like, get back at someone who did me wrong, even if they didn't really do me wrong. But I like the idea of it. Like, I'm all in. And second, I think Kevin does a really good job of downplaying like how much sway he actually has in the house. Like, he really is good at like feeling like a follower, despite the fact he's truly directing traffic.
Yeah.
So I think even if he did like vote on that side, it's like, but it wasn't Kevin. It couldn't have been Kevin. Look how sweet and innocent Kevin is. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah. And I think he also does a thing where like, it's hard to do blindsides in Big Brother nowadays because nobody is willing to do them. There's not a good reason to do them. Kevin comes up with little, and I've said this before. I think production should encourage blindsides. They can't enforce it, but all I think the players need is a little bit of incentive to a little bit of like, hey, it's okay. You're allowed to do this. And that's basically what Kevin is giving people, both in the previous blindside, the Steph blindside, and in this one. He's saying, look, there's a reason to do this. We're just getting back at them a little bit, right? That's a little bit of the motivation here. And that's enough for them to be like, okay, that gives us permission to do what we kind of want to do. Because nobody wants to ruin the blind side. Nobody wants to have that conversation before they have to. But they feel like they have to. You give them just enough permission, just enough reason to not do it. And that's all you need sometimes.
Yeah. It's just, I agree with y'all that I think that Kevin is really smart. I think it's both, right? The both sides again, where it's like he is very smart and really knows where everything is in the game. And right. And him getting safety from Summer, I think also is a big tell of that, that he's able to kind of do whatever and still kind of make it through versus other people. And then the showman's just not thinking critically, I feel like. And I think they need to keep setting up their game for weeks to come, and there's still a little bit more of a majority on that side. So it's just bless your heart.
Well, I don't think those two in particular like thinking forward that much.
Well, yeah,
like,
we know.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I will still be in the game if they were. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, sitting on the block tonight, if Jess hasn't got that one white ball in her tube, he's sitting there on the block. I did that thing for you guys last week. Remember that? And they're like, sorry, bro. Nobody cared enough to save you because Kyle was gone.
Oh my God. That was my favorite when Arissa was like, so none of you got picked for safety. So here you are. I was like, why you did that? That's me.
Well, she just been fat. It's like, you can't lie to the
public. Obviously. You know, I loved it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
So we then get a great scene. This was really great on the feeds. I would say it was even better on the feeds than it was on the show here. I think they had limited time, but we see Kevin talking to Helena as she pretends to wrap his elbow, which is a fake injury, by the way. And they're talking through the flip. Then Josh comes in. I'm so glad they included the grin, to each other. Like, eh. And Kevin proposes the plan for the week. We didn't really see the long-term plan, the pitch to like, hey, you, me, Helena work together. Hopefully we see more of that in the future. There are more conversations in that direction, so I imagine that we will. But the plan is for Josh to vote with Tanisha, Summer, and Betty and them to evict Moose. But despite that, he will be in the know that Tanisha will still be leaving. And this is very much Kevin playing up that sort of like, hey, I'm the devil on your shoulder. And wouldn't it be fun if we did something a little bit devious, a little evil? And Josh loves it. He's into it. Josh wants to be evil.
Which, why, Josh? You don't have to be evil. Like, you can be a little bit bad, but like, don't be evil. I like you, Josh.
I'm a bad boy.
So is Josh.
Yes.
Kevin is a bad influence.
This is, it's just like, you're so bored that you're just like, okay, I like mess, I'll do it. Like, Josh, for what?
Kevin's out here, he's passing some cigarettes to Josh. He's like, hey, you should try these, you should wear leather jackets and skip class with me. Wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be great? And Josh is like, oh, it does sound like fun. I am a straight A student, but I don't know.
Like, I do gotta live a little, you know. What is this going to do? This ain't going to be like one of those after school teenage movies where like I end up dead.
Oh my God. Maybe your game.
Yeah.
Well listen, kidding. I feel
Josh
like,
is king, sitting well, pretty.
I got a word to the wise to everyone in the house. Don't listen to Kevin if you like your game. Like, Kevin don't care about your game.
It's very true. Jess could tell you. Yeah.
Do you think Jess still, like, maybe now Jess is like, oh, maybe Kevin was not good for me.
I imagine that Jess is thinking probably like, damn it. I probably wasn't high on his priority list, like, because they already suspected, but that, and when they won HOH, they were like, please, Kevin, please be with me on this. Like, hang out with me more, talk to me more. But like, at the same time, it's like, who else did they have? You know, like, it's not like, it's not like they had another option.
Taryn, it's not like they didn't have an entire HOH to rebuild something or build some connections. It's not like
they tried it with Kevin. It didn't work.
Well, listen, when Kevin's outpacing you, stop trying to keep up. I feel like there's like, you know, a couple that like just lost one of their closest allies, or a guy that you straight up fought for to finale to keep a couple weeks ago. Maybe try a couple of them.
Well,
weren't you also like in an alliance with these three women? I don't know who they were, but like, wasn't that like a good thing path that you might have been able to take?
That's what I just have no understanding of what they were thinking. I mean, I know it's been talked about, but I don't know what they were thinking. It's so silly because their whole premise, you know, like they were this like dark cloud this whole week, but their whole premise was, you know, no one's talking to me. I have no friends. But I really felt like outside of game, those other three, Betty, like whoever was in the siblings, really tried to like just be nice to them, especially Summer, I feel like. So why would you pick this, you know, other side, especially a showmance? Like that is, I think, what really boggled my mind for Jess. Like they so fumbled the bag on that one.
Well, it has put Jess in the position that they are now. We did see something that was curious, which was that we saw a scene between Tanisha and Gino, where Gino seemed to be revealing that he was not going to be voting to keep Tanisha. Now, this made me assume that the blind side was done, that that this was going to come out, that maybe the split vote wouldn't even happen because Herman was very willing to change his vote if he felt like it wasn't going that way. But it still happened, seemingly. All four votes came in for Tanisha. Summer, Betty, Herman, and Josh, who of course was just kind of playing along. But Tanisha didn't look surprised, but like Summer didn't seem like she was sad. Like she seemed like she thought Moose was going. And that, like, I'm confused about how much people knew at this point. Tanisha tells Arissa that by the end of the morning, she had a better idea. I'm assuming that's because she talked to Gino, but I have to imagine they still felt there was a chance. We know that Kevin was still lying up until the feeds went down. Mm-hmm. So if they still felt like they had Kevin, but they lost Gino and Jace, but maybe they felt like they still had Helena, or maybe they felt like they didn't. I don't know. Maybe they were like, okay, this could be bad. If Gino and Jace are flipping, maybe we've lost. But we're still gonna hope. That's probably where it landed. But we might never find out, to be honest. But hopefully we'll get some insight when the feeds come back up.
I feel like Tanisha, by the time, if it's day of eviction, hours before, and people aren't giving you a straight out answer, you're like, oh, okay, so it's gonna be me. I get that. But if I know anything about Summer, it's even after people tell her to stop, she's gonna still try. And sometimes she's been successful. So I feel like she'd be like, if my efforts can work, now it got to be the time.
Yes, and Tanisha did plan to wear the dress even before any conversations with Gino. When she thought she was staying, she said, "In the off chance that I leave, I want to make sure I'm wearing the dress." So this is it wasn't like the dead giveaway that it might normally be that like, oh, she was wearing the dress because she had planned to wear it anyway. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Oh, somebody's saying in the extended interview, it sounds like Helena told T before the vote. So if they knew that Helena was also not with them, maybe Kevin kept lying. And they were like, maybe we have it with Kevin, but they weren't super hopeful. Maybe that's what it was.
If you're in this position where you got to rely on Kevin's vote, you're in the bad spot. You're in the bad spot.
They don't
spot,
know maybe. That about him. That's the thing. Ugh.
Well, pause. If you're Tanisha, whose vote do you think you have more locked in? Like Helena or Kevin's? I think the answer has to be Helena, right?
Well, they were starting to really doubt Helena by the end there. They had been talking with Kevin, and Tanisha had been developing a decent relationship with Kevin. The relationship Helena had with them was, it had not been maintained for a while. I don't think I heard the word uttered in the last couple of weeks before they started talking about like, all right, who are we willing to throw up on the block? Helena probably. Sorry, Mandem. I don't think they had a lot. Plus, there's been a lot of speculation from Betty in particular about how close Helena is with Jace and how they're concerned about that. So, they were most concerned about Helena for sure. In fact, more concerned with her than even Gino until they found out that Gino wasn't with them. That's in part because Hermann had been trying to put together a Tanisha, Gino, Jace himself super group of competitors that excluded Summer because she's not a competitor.
Yeah.
That's another story for another day.
Yeah, I was like, dragging Summer for no reason. Yeah.
I'm going to say for no reason, but still, I'm not here for it.
No.
We'll pause, Sasha. If I ask you to play in the veto for me and to use the veto on me, why are you going to say no, but also ask to still play in the veto?
Because I want clout. I want a confessional. God.
Well, what this means is that we do get a 5-4 vote, and that means that Tanisha has been evicted from the Big Brother Canada 10 house. She has some parting words to Jess.
Jess, I'm sorry, but I think that your HOH was worse than Kyle's.
I loved it.
Tanisha was on fire. From her eviction speech to her walking up the stairs, I was like, she did not miss. Not tonight. Not a single shot was missed.
Yeah.
When she called out Jess, I was like, Tanisha, I don't care you didn't campaign, you earned all my stardom.
Yeah, because some people were like, oh, why didn't you, where was this energy during the week? Who cares?
I don't care.
Okay, look what we got. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Because this is how I want every exit to be. I've always said this, right? Like, Cody mess from the Marine, but I loved him jumping across and being like, you guys, screw you, screw friendship, I'm out. Yes, because if you voted me out, you not my friend. So there's no way I'm gonna be like, kumbaya, everyone. What did Mike say yesterday? Or kumbaya, what's the opposite on Survivor? I don't remember.
Anyway. You know, I wish I had the sound clip ready for you, but they failed last night.
Anyway, but still, it's just, I think that's the energy, especially for this mess of an episode. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And I also want to say, because, you know, I'll be dragging people if they came for Helena. So I do want to drag Helena a little because, man, what are you doing? Why you did this? And then why are you calling her child's name? Like, that's such weird energy. Don't do that.
Yeah, that was weird. Mm-hmm. It's the guilt factor, like having the emotion, like feeling like you're trying to counter the guilt only makes it worse, in my opinion.
Just own it. My God. It's just, and Maggie said this about Jess, I know, on Monday, but it's true, right? Like, if you're going to do whatever, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Just be honest about it. And honest as in, like, to us. Because we are not, like, who are we to you? So just be honest with us. Don't, like, sit there and cry. Be like, oh, sorry, insert child's name. It's gross. It's just, it's not necessary. And again, I'm mad that I only get one Indian on the show. And this is who I get. But, like, not that she's a bad person. But this is just not a good moment for her. And, oh, my God, if all the people of color were voting one way, I don't know. I don't think I would vote the other way.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, first off, keep people's children out your mouth. Like, that is not horrible. Okay on any level. Like, I don't care, like, how guilty you feel or how upset you is or how much this hurts your heart. Like, stop that. Like, they are off limits. Y'all are in the game, y'all are playing the game. If it's a strategic reason, do it. If it's petty reasons, make it petty. But, like, don't bring all this outside factors into it. And secondly, when Tanisha was leaving, she was like, squad, come here. It was very telling who came.
I know. I'm telling you, I would. Oh, my God. It would kill me. I couldn't do it. I'm just, so, you know, because I feel like I'll always drag other people for coming for Asian. So I feel like it's time I need to drag Halita too. So I just needed to put that out there and not be a hypocrite. That's all.
There you go. Not worse than Kyle, though, right?
Oh, please. No, definitely not. Please.
Like Jess was like in a bad spot coming into this. Bad spot.
Yeah.
Kyle said, screw my game. I'm going to throw that away.
I think the problem with Jess, at least with how I feel, is that I think Jess at least tried to be like, but I'm down. I'm one of, you know, I'm also an underrepresented minority. And I think they were really trying to play that game. And then with what came out, I think that's why T's like, this is just worse than Kyle. Because I think at least Kyle maybe showed his hand a little bit earlier. That's the only difference.
Because I know there was like conversations about the way Jess handled and talked about loving the black women or the women of colors, being strong, stuff like that. And then turns around and does what she does, what they do. I'm sorry, do what they do. I feel like that's like very off-putting, to say the least. So I get why they're mad. But also, I feel like a big issue with Jess's game. Their game is they will do stuff and feel like people should just be appreciative.
Yes.
Like, they should just be appreciative and like fall in line when it's like, no, you have to put in the work. You can't just like do something for someone and expect them to be grateful. You have to have more social capital with them. You have to put in more work than just do and at the goodness, in my humble opinion.
Mm. So Tanisha comes out. I don't know if you guys caught this because I'm sure that Arissa is a Tanisha fan, but the way that Arissa greets Tanisha.
Oh.
I mean, you can tell you can sound a little bit more enthused about
just
your
little. Just a little.
No. I think even that was too much. I think I couldn't even replicate it.
Like, oh my gosh. Like, I feel like you have more sincerity in your voice than Arissa did. Like, did she not feed you tonight, Arissa? Like, did she not? Arissa might be a big moose stand. Like, that might be it.
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Moose wins that bowling comp, and Arissa was like,
100%.
Oh man.
So quick interview there. I will be talking with Tanisha tomorrow. I will also be talking with Jess tomorrow. It might be together. That's the plan for tomorrow. So stay tuned for those exit interviews. Again, though, is only so much, even pre-jury, that we can ask, but, I'm primarily interested maybe, cause I haven't seen the extended interviews. Has Arissa asked and or told Tanisha about Josh's involvement in the vote and everything? That's what I want to know. I want to know how she reacts to Josh being a doctor. I want to know how she reacts to Josh, having fully been in on the plan. I don't know. I want to see what her thoughts are. So if those are already out there, let us know in the chat. But
yeah.
Anyway, we then get into the safety chain portion of the night, and as we said, Moose comes out and he wins this safety chain first competition. He's going to be the start of the safety chain. Now, if this had been a regular double. Moose wins the HOH. He's still putting up Jess. Now, he had been telling people that Betty would have been the other option. That would have been a complete disaster. I think he was lying. But
he better been lying. He better been a big fat liar.
Like, you know, it opens the door for a colossal mistake.
Exactly. Yes.
But I assume that Jess is... I assume he doesn't put up Betty. I assume that Jess is the person that leaves anyway. I don't know that this changed the outcome all that much given the competition results, since we can probably assume that since Jess didn't win against two other people, they probably don't win against four other people in the veto. And they probably still go home here. But it's huge. It's huge that Moose wins this. It means that he is going to protect Hermann first. So let's run down the safety chain here.
Run it down, baby.
Moose has the pick. We have to assume he's picking either Hermann or Josh. He does go with Hermann, which is interesting. He has felt really tight with Josh, but he ends up picking Hermann instead. I do think that this, because there's a lot of talk about how he picked Josh for the veto. And he's been talking a lot about how tight he is with Josh. But I think this pick of Hermann probably glues them together even more in the perception, which is probably exactly what Josh wanted overall. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably like Josh's ideal scenario. Were you too surprised or like shocked that, because I wasn't shocked that he picked Hermann. I was like, well, it could have been Josh, but he went with Hermann. I think that makes some sense to me.
Yeah, because I also want to say they were on the block together, and I feel like
Hermann spent the night campaigning hard against Moose.
Yeah, true, but like, does Moose know?
He doesn't really. I don't think he really knows the extent to which Moose was campaigning against him now.
Yeah, and I feel like when T left, this whole crew, I think, really were just like, nah, we're in it together. Like, screw the rest of them, because Moose's reaction to me it felt so. I was like, wow, you're really crying. Because I know Moose had also said like maybe he would go home, like vote me out over T and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think Hermann's messy, but I just feel like somewhere in there, maybe like this crew did have like an underlying, nah, we need to save each other. So it didn't matter how, but I just knew that I knew that they would all be safe. I didn't think it mattered. I think Moose knew that Josh was going to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Hermann is the next person on the chain. He picks Josh, which is not surprising at all. He has a final two with Josh. I don't think we've seen it on the show. I think Josh referred to it on the show. But he has a final two with Josh. Obviously doesn't know that Josh is, kind of secretly working against his interests with Kevin and Helena, but, he's going to save Josh. Now, this is where things could have gotten a little weird because Josh is obviously or maybe not obviously to the episode watchers, but Josh is working very closely with Kevin and Helena, but he's supposed to be in undercover with this crew that just voted to keep Tanisha. And he's supposed to be really tight with Betty as well. And so there's theoretically a world where Josh goes, sorry, guys, but I've got to save Kevin or Helena. I didn't expect him to, though.
Yeah, I was like, that would have been so bad for his game.
Completely would have blown his cover. Wasn't even necessary. It was so early in the chain that I think he was like, he felt good that it was going to go to them and it was going to end in a vote, too. Like, he could probably have saved them with a vote. Like, no reason to blow your spot up here. I think he makes the right call. Absolutely. And I think it was a pretty easy one.
Yeah. I'm glad y'all had faith in Josh, because Lord knows I didn't. That was a long pause. That was a long pause for me. And I feel like, of course, that's the right action. You're pretending that you're with this side of the house, even though you're really with Kevin and Helena. But he could be like, I don't know how this is going to go. This could fall bad on Kevin or Helena. I don't know. And he could have just like blew it up and then Betty and Summer on the block. Because like, I'm not going to lie, I'm lower on Josh's ability in this game than I feel like most people are. So I was like, I could see him like making a mistake like that.
AJ, I think just for optics, right? Like, I don't think he wants to mess up.
It just, it blows things up so much if he goes off script. And it also like limits his own power base. Like, it's not good for his game at all. And like, if we're really being, real about it, like, Kevin and Helena aren't that great for Josh's game to begin with.
Exactly. So,
I don't think Josh knows that, though.
I agree. I don't think Josh knows that. But even if he does see them as valuable to his game, I still think it's not. AJ saw Josh get the safety chain, and he was like,
oh. It's just like, here it is. I knew BB would come to collect.
Like, pause. Comma, but how many times have we seen our people that's like the minorities, underdogs, quote unquote, like have the power in the hand and fumble the bag?
Helena, what?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, sorry. Let me not. Oh, my God. Y'all, I'm Indian. Like, I feel like I really can't drag her. Only me, though. But yeah, no, I agree with you, right? Like Fessy. We've seen it many times. And I think someone even tweeted that a few days ago, like, let me not stand them too hard because we have seen Fountain. Oh, so, God, but I loved it.
Yes. So Josh picks Betty. Easy call. Betty is then obviously picking Summer. Mm-hmm. Easy call. Summer, though, now has an interesting choice because there's nobody left who voted to keep Tanisha. Everybody else just voted the other way. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is on that quote unquote side. So Summer has some options. Summer could go with Jess. Definitely not happening.
Just because she's petty, right? And she's like, I hate actually all of you, so I want to keep Jess so I can
get that really would have put the fear into them like none other would.
Imagine.
I don't think she realized that, but she could also pick Marty. Smarty is a thing, theoretically, mm-hmm. but that's not going to happen. Marty is another target of theirs. She could pick Helena, but Helena just stabbed him right in the back. Mm-hmm. And she's probably feeling a certain type of way about that, which leaves Jace, Gino, and Kevin. She's not picking Jace. Never had a great relationship with Jace. So it was really down to Gino and Kevin. I kind of felt like she might go Gino. She even just had a conversation with him somewhat recently about wanting to work with him moving forward, even if Tanisha's gone. But she also had a conversation with Kevin where she said she valued him in the game. And she also told him that she was willing to use him as a pawn, which he was like, why would you tell me that? That's terrible. And I don't know. I don't know exactly what came into play here, whether it was maybe wanting to prove to Kevin like, hey, look, I'm not going to use you as a, I'm going to keep you safe. Maybe we can work together. Or if it was that she felt betrayed by Gino, that he was flipping his vote because we don't really know what the fallout from that was because the feeds were down. Or if it was just straight up that she felt better about Kevin overall, or maybe less burned by Kevin, the fact that, or maybe she didn't even like realize that Kevin was one of those votes. Who knows exactly what it was, but for all of those reasons or some of those reasons, she ends up picking Kevin, which is a pretty big get for Kevin here. You know, I think there were a couple people that might have picked him in that crew on the other side, and he was probably not in any real danger of leaving. But he gets the safety first and he's set.
I really think she should have put Gino. Like, I feel Gina has been drifting further and further away from Summer. And like, he does not feel like a valued or appreciated like he did at one point in time. And I feel like this was like a perfect opportunity for Summer to prove to Gino, like, no, I still value you. You are still important.
Oh, no, AJ.
Like, look, Summer is in a bad spot right now, Sasha. We have to admit that Summer's in a bad spot. And we have to try to get our girl in as good as a position as possible. And Gino is a soldier that she can get.
Stop it.
There was no reasoning in the reasoning. There was no reason.
Oops. I thought I had
the
to stop
math
it.
Ain't mathin', okay? Please. What do you mean? He has been like toying with her all week. Oh, Summer has been down. Let me play with her a little. Shut up, Gino. Go be with JCPenney. No, AJ. She did what she was supposed to do.
Okay. Like part of the reason why Summer's stock has fell is because of the lost in faith that Gino and Jace has had in her. So she needs to
be a showman. What is she gonna do? Be an awkward tripod?
Yes. Do what you gotta do. You're trying to win the game.
I mean,
she got a crew. She don't need him.
Her crew has not been winning. Her crew has been losing. They've been winning videos, but that's it.
It is an interesting scenario to consider, though. Like even beyond just this choice. Like who should Summer approach on the other side to try and make more connections? Cause you know, a split line down the middle doesn't really benefit anybody's game. Getting some connections on the other side is good. She obviously had one with Gino. But you've got a choice here. Kevin, she doesn't really realize it, but Kevin is the most dangerous person on the other side. He's the person with the most amount of influence, which means if you do get in good with him, he'll be able to protect you better than other people would. But at the same time, he's got plenty of other options and you're pretty easily disposable, as we just saw with Jess. There's pros and cons there. On the other hand, Gino and Jace, much more easily manipulated, much more solid numbers for you. They'll win comps. They'll be targets in front of you, shields in front of you. That's all great. But there is this weird thing with Jace. You never have a great relationship with Jace. I don't know if Jace is ever going to be able to let Summer fully in there. And because they're also like more emotional players, they're also more prone to just kind of being like, sorry, we just don't like you anymore. And all of your attempts are just going to fail and you're going to just left be squandering, with nothing. You got no connections now because, you've gone for them. And now Kevin's looking at you like, oh, she didn't come to me. She's dangerous. She got to go. It's a tough choice, I think. She's, in this moment at least, choosing Kevin. That could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. We're just going to have to wait to see how this plays out.
Like, Taryn, Kevin already looks at Summer as a dangerous player. Are you telling me that her picking him makes her seem less dangerous to him?
I think that Kevin is going to look at where he's positioned. The fact that he just lost Jess, which is a huge number for him. This is not a good night for Kevin overall, even though he gets away with it. Better than I think I anticipated he would. He needs to rebuild a little bit. He needs, like, this current layout is not completely ideal. If he's able to build on this connection to Summer, I think that could be big for him. You know, whether, like, obviously he's been trying to work on Moose. Hermann is still, like, that's just not going to work. Him and Hermann just don't mesh. Their play styles are completely opposite. Moose is a little bit of he's made a little bit of headway with Moose, but their personalities don't mesh very well either. Like, just for whatever reason, they don't have the best connection. He does have a good connection to Summer. They do get along really well. And he also has, you know, obviously a connection to Betty, but she also hates him.
I do hate you.
So that's a little, so of those four people, Summer is probably the person he has the most amount of in with. She just offered him an olive branch. I could see him trying to, you know, right? I could see him trying to work that connection for the time being, a short-term benefit from this. Obviously, Summer, like everybody else who's sort of fallen into Kevin's machinations, cannot sit there for too long because he will only use her, I think, in a short-term basis. But it could help her in the short term, I think, if she's able to play it right.
Okay.
I also want to say, why would I pick someone and who I know is going to pick the next person? You know, it's like Summer, we know, isn't this petty?
Yeah, by picking Gino, she's also picking.
Yeah. So doesn't that mean there's only one more person left to be safe? I'm not good at math, so don't. But
you also have Kevin, Marty, Summer, Helena.
Oh, sorry. There'd be two people. Marty and Helena were picked. So it would be two more people technically, or maybe one that would be left. And I think as a player, I'm thinking, no, I want the game to be as open as possible, especially now that one of my numbers are gone. I need to expose these people way more. And Gino to JC, I feel like is obvious. So it's, I don't know that I want that to happen.
Yeah. So she picks Kevin.
Yes.
Now there was speculation beforehand. This is a bad spot for Kevin. Because Kevin is hiding his true allegiances. Kevin has a bunch of options at this point. He could pick Jess, who is absolutely expecting him to pick them, right? Jess is like, I know that Kevin is the only person that's going to pick me. I need him to pick me. But Kevin's been playing up that Jess is his target for the last few days to like everyone in the house. Kevin has been saying, I'm so pissed at Jess for considering me for nomination, even though they weren't. He's been pretending that he was mad that he was because they're both pretending that they considered doing it. And so he's been using them as his target. And so if he goes and saves Jess, that outs his game to everyone that like, okay, he's been lying to us all. He's probably been behind Jess's whole HOH. Like that's really bad for him. So he can't really go there, which means Jess is definitely going to be mad, which means maybe this is the time for Jess to go, unfortunately, for Kevin and for Jess. He also has, you know, he has a good connection to Marty, has a good connection to Jace and Gino. And obviously he has the ghosts with Helena, who may also expect that like, hey, I get that we want to hide it, but like, I'm scared right now. I would love some safety.
Oh my God. My stomach was in my throat. I couldn't.
Right?
Like, so if I was Helena, like, I'd be looking at Kevin as the only solid person.
No, I would just, like, grab him and be like, listen, don't make me out your whole life. Like, you will pick me.
Like, she's like, "You did you see what I just did? Like, you see who was left out of the squad?"
Be like, "Look who's sitting with on this side, okay? On the Vanilla, I'm here.
You better.
You're not gonna play me."
And yeah, and this is not like the Moose decision where it's like, doesn't really matter who I pick. We're all getting safety. Mm-hmm. This matters. Like, there's mm-hmm. only a couple of picks left here, and so. I think that Kevin makes the best call he can in this situation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much of this he intended, but very clever solution. He picks Marty. Now, this is obviously going to make Marty feel great about Kevin, which is mm-hmm. great for Kevin because Marty is a great shield, a great person to use, especially since he's probably losing Jess. He also knows he's been told by Helena. Helena's told him before, "I have Marty. Marty, I've got Marty." He was like, "I've got Jess." And she was like, "I've got Marty." He knows that there's a connection there. I think he's anticipating that Marty's going to save Helena over Gino, Jace, and Jess, which mm-hmm. is exactly what happens. Marty has had a final two with Helena for a long time. It's been a secret final two that he's told a ton of people about. So Kevin is able to save Helena without exposing himself. Now, obviously, picking Marty still exposes that he has some connection to Marty. It's going to probably make Gino and Jace feel some kind of way. And obviously, Jess is going to be pissed. It's really a no-win situation for Kevin, but I do think that he makes the best call he can in this moment. And I thought, well played overall.
Yeah, I agree because it worked out. I was very stressed with my girl. I was like, listen, she messed up. I know, God, but please just let her get through this. Like, that was me. I was like, please, I know. I'll call her out on the pod. Just let her make it through. But oh my, because I knew that Marty probably would pick her because I was like, I don't. But you know, I don't trust this man like that. Look at his HOH. Look how he talks about everyone. I see you, Marty.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, Marty does pick Helena, and Helena gets away scot free. She doesn't have to pick anyone.
And Helena's taking her lucky stars. Like,
yeah. She's already done enough.
It leaves Jace. Let's be real. Helena would have picked Jace to be safe. So this competition just did what a regular pick would have done in the first place. And then, like, if we're going to go all the way, if this had been all the way down the line safety chain where the final person chooses who's eliminated, Helena would have picked Jace and Jace would have saved Gino and Jess would have been evicted. So the extra competition and vote didn't make a single difference in terms of the safety chain, but it certainly could have because we get down to Jess, Gino, and Jace. And this was worst case scenario for Gino and Jace, who in any other version of a safety chain would have been able to protect each other to some degree. They're now in a position where if they lose this competition to Jess, they're both on the block and one of them has to go home. It's really the only scenario where one of them leaves. And we get a competition where they have to sort colored balls into various tubes. And Jess was killing them at this competition.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not the biggest Jess fan, but I was rooting for Jess so hard. I was like, put the cup, show me if on the block together.
That would have been amazing. I will say, like, you know, this is like me, like, tweeting and running. But, like,
yes.
I wouldn't mind if Gina went home. over Jess because I was like, yeah. Jess could go next week, right? Like, we will be fine.
And now we're like, yeah, best case scenario, getting like showman segments in the jury.
No, but that's fine.
Worst case scenario, we're getting showman segments in the whole final couple weeks of the game.
Exactly.
I'm so tired.
So Jess's strategy, I thought, was considerably better than both Gino and Jace. Gino and Jace are doing one color at a time, which means that they are searching through the balls, which are, there's tons of white balls, and then there's four different colors, and they're searching through the balls for a specific color to put down the tube every time, which is considerably more effort and time-consuming, in my opinion, than grabbing any colored ball that you see and then just sorting it via, you know, the tube. Because choosing which tube to put the ball down is way faster than, let me make sure I find a pink ball, right? And so Jess is just grabbing any color and putting it down the proper tube. Now, the problem is that this is probably a little bit riskier. And we do see that Jess manages to put just one little white ball down, I think the green tube.
Yeah, I think it was green.
And even though they demolish the showmans in the competition, they didn't even, I didn't even realize this would happen. Because I think it's theoretically possible that if the second that white ball went down the tube, that if they had been called out for it, like, oh, dumped immediately, they might have been able to catch back up and win still because they were that far ahead. But there's no warning. And I'm sure like I feel like I know for certain that Herman saw that white ball.
That's okay. That was going to be my question. Cause I was like, do you think that was like a BB prompt for him to say it out loud?
I think he stood up and he was like, I see that Jess has that ball in there. And he's like, make sure you don't put a white ball in your tube, Gino and Jace.
Herman's watch, not on my watch.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to tell them. I'm just going to call it out to the world.
Jess does not realize the ball is in that tube until basically they finish the competition. And props to them, like, no reaction, just dumped and immediately back at it. Even though it was basically hopeless at that point. And just like that, Jess has their own clown shoe moment here. I mean, I can't think of a time that it was this close in a double eviction like this, that just like a tiny little mistake made this much of a difference since the clown shoe moment.
I mean, shout out to the comp team. They made both these of the bowling and the ball thing. I don't know both are balls. Really, just like anyone could win, because I don't know that the veto or whatever was as much of a crapshoot. I think it required some level of I don't know, skill or attention, maybe
hand-eye coordination, and strategy. As we saw from Jess,
but it's still anyone could win, right? Both of them. So I appreciated that because I know that's not the case at all times, but I know production's really trying this year.
Yes,
yeah, good stuff. Really? Jace ends up winning, which is like, I kind of thought that Gino would have a slight advantage since, I wasn't sure like how big the pit was, the ball pit, like how much, Jace, who was like shorter and had, smaller arms, like would have to be like bending over to reach for things. And that might cost her some time. Whereas Gino's like so tall and he's got these longer arms. But Jace ends up beating him anyway. So it clearly it wasn't that much of a disadvantage. And, ultimately Jace is going to, save herself from the block, which leaves Jess and Gino. And as I was running through it, I was like, I don't see any scenario where Jess stays, if they're touching the block at all. All five of the people that, or I guess all four of the people that, tried to keep Tanisha, plus Moose, will all vote Jess out. They all want Jess out. And that means that, and then on the other side, most of the people on the other side also would prefer Jess to leave. At the very least, Jace, like Helena wouldn't mind obviously seeing Gino go, but Kevin doesn't want to see Jess leave, but at the same time, like, how much damage control is this going to have to, am I going to have to do? Like, and also like the amount of exposure that it would cause. Kevin would have to pull Josh over and somebody else if he wanted to make this work. Like, because Jace is voting Gino to stay. Summer, Betty, Herman, and Moose are all voting, Gino to stay, which means that Kevin would have to pull everybody else, Marty, Helena, and he would also have to pull, Josh, and you'd have to pull, somebody from the other side too. Like it's just way, it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, from this point forward, it's pretty obvious that, that Jess is out. And I think they knew it. I think everybody knew it except for maybe Helena and Marty. I'm not sure what happened there.
Helena be stressing in that voting.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, it doesn't even matter. Like if she for a moment did the math, right? Mm-hmm. Like obviously Herman, Moose, Summer are voting Jess. So, and you know, and if you're not the, oh, and Betty. So the math, you don't need to stress. It doesn't, your vote didn't even matter, dude. Oh my God. And like it's just
those
like
those four and Jace guaranteed, like,
and leaving. You're still voting the wrong way. Like, please.
Yeah. So we get, it's a 7-2 vote. Mm-hmm. And Marty and Helena vote Gino out. We then see at the end of the episode, Marty is going to lie about his vote to Gino and then to Kevin. Now, so it's Gino, Marty, and Kevin in the pantry. Kevin and Gino are both, or Kevin and Marty are both saying to Gino, wasn't us. Wasn't us. And Gino's like, must have been Josh and Betty. And so Gino marches off, must have been Josh and Betty. And Marty's like, hey, Kevin, was it you?
Right.
And Kevin's like, no, it really wasn't me. And Marty's like, yeah, definitely still wasn't me then. Yeah.
And I think like, Helena's name got tossed and I was like, oh, you jerks. It was.
I think Marty was going to tell Kevin that it was him, but then Kevin said it wasn't him. And so Marty was like, okay, yeah, then it still wasn't me. I mean, how long is this going to last, right?
I mean, like, he already spilled the beans.
Beans Marty is, right? Please. I refuse to believe Marty's good at keeping quiet.
Because in my head, Marty voted Gino thinking there was a chance that Gino would leave. And then when it was 7-2, he was like, oh, crap. And is just panic lying. And at some point is going to reveal the truth because this is Marty we're talking about. I don't think he intended to cast a rogue vote here. What would even the purpose be? Like, who is the intended recipient of the, you know, the blame? And what would the purpose be? You're all on, you all voted together just a second ago. Like, it's, you're fine. So I think this is just a panic blame. Helena, on the other hand, I think might have been similar. Now, obviously, we don't know if Helena is denying the vote yet. I think that there's a chance Helena thought that Gino would leave, or because again, I don't know that Helena is going to be casting a rogue vote intentionally with all of this mess going on. So I think she kind of just messed up in the moment. Will she own up to it is a question.
At this point, I don't know. I feel like she cooked. She, I was like, when she said Jess, I was like, what? And then I had to look at my notes and be like, is Jess leaving? And then she said, like, what are you doing, Helena? Like, you should have said Jess, sorry, when she said Gino. It's just, oh, it drives, I don't know what she's doing. Like, don't you think they talk on the side? Like, in BBUS, they show us, right? Like, them talking on the side, is that not a thing for Canada?
It doesn't seem like, I mean, sometimes there is, obviously, I mean, we know what happened with the Cindy double eviction. But we didn't see any of it here. I assume there just wasn't too much room. We also, like, Kevin, like, ran into that diary room in the first vote. Like, I wonder how, like, if they were nervous about time and just really didn't give, because this is live to tape. It's pre-recorded, but they don't really edit it unless they absolutely have to. So they're not going to be like, oh, well, it's pre-recorded so we can spend as much time as we want. They're like, this fits in an hour like it's live. So there's definitely a chance that they were like, no, we don't have the time. to let you talk. Because that's another thing about the safety chain is that it could have been completely different if it played out where it's like, okay, Moose is the start of this chain. Everyone go talk. Then Moose comes and picks. Now everyone go talk. Like that's an entirely different strategy, an entirely different game. But it was out in front of everyone. So it didn't seem like they had much time to prep.
I don't think so. And I feel like also it's like their first double eviction. I feel like once you've done it like once before, you're like, okay, I can let my hair down a little bit. Your first one, you like on your P's and Q's. And I honestly full-heartedly think Helena should just like admit it. Like, I feel like honesty is like best case scenario for her at this point in time.
I think she just needs to figure out, oh my God, whatever side she picks, honestly, I don't even care at this point, but like she needs to go hard for that side because she's doing this whole, like, I'm a rat, but like take a breath. Cause I think it's time to pick a side or you're really going to screw yourself even more. Cause I think she's at the bottom for everything except with Kevin. But like, is that Kevin? Don't trust anyone. If Kevin could take himself to the final two, he would. So it's just, I don't know. I hope for Helena's sake, she's like able to be honest with a little bit more people.
Yeah. You know, I initially agree. I'm actually like, maybe Helena, if she has the chops, maybe she should deny it to the grave. Because I think it would, I think like there's not an easy, if she can come up with an easy excuse, maybe with a little bit of time, you can come up with one, but like, there's not really a good excuse for why she did it. Cause she's supposed to be mad at Jess for considering putting her on the block.
Yeah.
And, she's supposed to be like really good with Jace. And like, cause the reality is that she would love for Gino to leave so that she can have Jace to herself. Mm-hmm. And I think any reason she tries to give Jace as to why she voted Gino out could easily end in Jace seeing like, oh, you're with me. You're not with you want Gino gone. Like you want me to yourself, which isn't the worst thing in the world, but like it could be not great.
My thing is who was it then? Like at this point in time, who they're going to think is going to be in? I think Helena's like at the top of the list of people they're going to suspect it is.
Exactly. That's how I feel. Possible. I just feel like they just don't like her or trust her. That's why her admitting it, I think solidifies things, but she does have a weak, I guess, you know, mull things over if she were to lie, but
I think the thing is that she was just like the vote that saved, like that was the key to the flip, the Tanisha flip, right? So I think she gets a lot of credibility for like, you think that I just turned on all of those people, they're all pissed at me, and you think I'm not like on board with you, like I just like completely put everything on the line for you guys. Obviously I'm with you. Obviously I'm not lying to you. You know, I think there's something there, but who knows?
I think that is too steep a hill that Helena cannot climb.
Yeah. That's my personal opinion. That's how I feel, but let's see.
Like I feel like if it was Kevin who did it, I'd be like, you know, like Kevin can weasel his way out of this. But I think Helena, again, another person I feel I'm lower on than most people in gameplay. I don't think Helena can do it.
You're right.
All right. Well, we do see Kevin looking pretty down in the diary room when he's casting the vote. And I mentioned this a little bit before. I think when we heard that it was a safety chain, I was like, this could be disastrous for Kevin. And I think he comes out of this okay. It was definitely not a good night for Kevin. But in terms of like all of the ways that this could have gone wrong, this was like middle of the road. Like Moose winning, the other side winning and losing Jess is a huge blow to Kevin's position because Jess was very valuable to him. But he did get away pretty clean. He was saved by Summer. It seems like he's not getting too much blowback from that vote. And he maintained his, you know, under the radar connections to both Josh and Helena while building something with Marty and probably keeping face with Gino and Jess, Gino and Jace. So overall, not bad, but from Kevin's point of view, like he wasn't looking ahead at the, you know, the safety chain, thinking about all the things that could go wrong. He came into this expecting a regular double where things probably would have gone right.
You can't look forward to a twist you've never seen before.
Exactly. So from his perspective, he's just now experiencing like some of what we thought of before, which is like that was, this could go very wrong. It just kind of went a bit wrong.
Especially because his gameplay, he's a very much behind the scenes player. Like, and if the spotlight's on you for even a second, it's like, I'm glad he took care was able to do what he did, so which gives credence to how good of a gameplayer he actually is. But overall, like you said, losing Jess, period, not good. having to publicly choose someone to save and having someone publicly save you, not the best, but you're not getting heat on it. And I think plus, even tonight, the two Hinky votes, I feel like that's going to be like a bigger spin on than who saved who.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be. I think it also depends on who wins the HOH, right? You know, if Gino wins the HOH, then who cast those votes against me could be very important. If, you know, if like Summer wins HOH, then it's like, who cast those two votes against Gino? Because I want to give them a reward. You know what I mean? Like, depends.
Well, it's got to be Marty. He needs to see Kevin.
That's true. That's true. Marty wants to see Kevin Martin.
Stop. Oh, this has been AJ's time, everyone. We will see him later. How dare you put that out in the world?
I was being a ha-ha. I was doing a ha-ha. No.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, ultimately, I think the real win of the night is that Kevin did get the blind side through, right? The blind side, the split vote at the very least. And he has solidified sides, which is what he wanted. He now has Josh firmly entrenched with Herman, Moose, Summer, and Betty. And he's got this other side ready to go, ready to fire. You know, either way, he should be good, and he's looking to try and hopefully pick off people from both sides as they attack each other. So that's all still fine. He just lost one of his pieces on the board. It was a valuable piece, but he knew he was going to lose it eventually anyway. We'll see how he deals with this. Again, I love watching good players deal with adversity. So the fact that he took a bit of a hit here, I think is probably a good thing for us overall. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
Oh.
We made it through the double eviction.
What a fun double eviction.
We all really got saved. Yes. We made it through the safety chain.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Were we the first three saved or the last three?
Clearly the first three.
we got to sit back.
There are podcasters somewhere out there that are sorting balls through tubes right now.
Watch out for the white ball.
No indication of an HOH yet, as far as I'm aware. As I mentioned before, there's a chance. Look, there are a few options in terms of feeds. Again, they could come back at some point soon and still have no HOH, and they're waiting on an HOH that takes place super late or maybe sometime tomorrow. They could not come back until like late into the night, where they've just come back from a late HOH. They could come back sometime tomorrow after an HOH. They could not come back until after the Monday episode is also a thing.
I remember that
has happened before. So keep all of that in mind as we move forward through the weekend here. This HOH matters a lot because the house is divided at this time, and whichever side wins, they're going to be taking shots, and it should be interesting. So hopefully we get to see what happens here. We'll see who wins.
I'm excited. I appreciate this house, you know, like they're so fluid. I don't know that. Again, we had like a big alliance. It's kind of like, who's going to win? And then everything changes. Like, all the time. So what a great season. I appreciate it.
I think this has been great. I am nervous though for the season moving forward. I understand Kevin wanted to create sides, and if he was successful, it could solidify, especially one side over the other side, because let me say, the side I want to win out is a mess right now. Like, Herman ain't good with Summer. Summer and Betty ain't winning. They all just try to vote out Moose. Like, that is not... Josh is a double agent. Like, this is not a cohesive side.
Yeah.
What's new?
That's a good call. I mean, to be fair, the other side isn't super cohesive either. I mean, mm-hmm. Marty's got this weird thing with Gino. He just voted Gino out. Kevin and Helena are also both double agents. Jason, Gino are kind of on an island there. So the other side's barely a side at all.
I'm excited. I'm cautiously optimistic.
I mean, cautious. But that's the thing, right? These aren't real sides. These are fabricated by Kevin in this vote. Like, he's trying to set them up as sides so that they'll take shots at each other. But the reality is that this house is way too fluid to have actual sides. So they're held together with like scotch tape. Like, these things will crumble in a second. If given a chance. So we will see what happens.
Like just a couple of days ago, Herman was like looking for a reason to flip, like to go to Gino and them. Yeah. They were ready to cut Jess before Jess was out of their HOH. Like,
I know.
Like, this house is a mess.
I love it. That's what I want. That's why I watch Big Brother. Okay. I don't watch it for like amazing, like, out of this world strategy. I want mess always.
But what I really want, though, and I understand what Herman is doing, and he's the hardest worker in Canada right now. Like, God bless that man. But I really would like to see someone like rival Kevin as the strategic mastermind of the cast.
Yeah, I mean, I think Herman is like playing a different game than Kevin, but he is definitely like one of Kevin's biggest adversaries. I think
Herman has a lot more misses than Kevin does.
That's true. I agree. I mean, I think Kevin is currently like a pretty strong leader on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. He's got a pretty decent lead. I do think that you have Herman, and I think Summer to a degree as well, has in the past shown promise. She's been really cut down by Kevin, but this wasn't the worst way this could have played out for Summer over this double eviction. I do think that, let's say, you know, Marty, Gino, Jace, any of those three win, even Kevin, Helena at this point, I think they all probably target Moose and Herman. I feel like that's what's, I don't think they're going to bother with Summer and Betty. You know what? I'm sorry. Jason, Gino definitely are targeting Betty. I forgot that they're targeting Betty. But
leave Betty alone. She's got so much good to eat.
Betty from HR. Let her be.
Betty's been talking about Jason and Helena's connection. That pissed Jace off.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you
tonight.
Business B was in the house.
Business B, let's get it.
I love her.
Kevin and Helena will absolutely be in Jason Gino's ear to be like, you really want to waste a shot on Betty when Moose and Herman are right there. I think Moose or Herman would be the intended targets on an HOH from this side. And then from the other side, that's a little trickier because does Herman still try to work in with Jason, Gino, and Marty? Like, if Herman wins, I think it's Helena and Kevin. Right. Oh, it's Helena and Kevin on the block. That would be devastating for Kevin's game, obviously. And it would really put him on his heels. If Moose wins, maybe Herman has enough influence to make that happen as well. Of course, you will have Josh, Herman's final two, and working closely with Moose to try and prevent those things from happening. So Moose would probably be pushing showmance. You're really going to let them go. Like, we can't trust them. They voted against. They flipped on us. Like, so that would be interesting. And then I think Summer and Betty, do they bother with Helena or do they go after the showmance? I feel like, you know what? I think Summer and Betty, they might both do like a Jace and Helena. Because they think the two of them are tight. And then maybe if the veto's used, they do a Gino or a Marty backdoor. Yeah.
Marty.
Oh my God, if Marty's the pusher, I'll be so happy.
I will pray. Like, who I got it?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's safe. Maybe Summer's just one of the safest. Josh and Summer, I think. Josh is the safest. You know, Summer, I think, might go on the block, but I think Betty would go over Summer, and I think Herman and Moose would also both go over Summer, unless something happens. Marty's in danger. Gino and Jace, Helena a little bit, Kevin a little bit, in the event of a Hermann HOH. But yeah, it's pretty open right now.
I love to hear that. I love the energy.
Yeah, seriously, like, oh, we can't tell who's gonna be in the final two and win. What?
Right. We should also talk about this.
Wait, an 8-person jury.
Yes, jury is announced. 8 people on the jury. Are we losing a jury member or are we adding a Canada vote?
I hope it's Canada vote.
I don't. I think Canada sucks. Is very strong with their people and they will ride hard.
Oh, that's true. You know what? Marty won something. Yeah, I take it exactly. back. I take it back.
I think they are way too liberal with the audience vote, jury votes. Like, rue the day where someday. Mm-hmm. The audience decides who wins the game. Like that is like if they are the swing vote, like that would be terrible. I think that would be terrible. So I hate adding because like in the past it's been like somebody quit the game. We needed to sub in a vote. Intentionally putting in a Canada vote, I think. What are we doing? I would rather lose a vote than
phone call? And then it's like, your power is, like in Survivor South Africa, they were like, you could remove a jury vote, like as a final two. Like, that's your power.
Or like in Survivor Code Wrong, where the final two battle and they get to choose who goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully also it doesn't mean a final three. I've been dreading that to ever come
in
to Big Brother.
Brother.
I hope not. That would be terrible. But yeah, I mean, those are pretty much the only likely options, at least if we're starting jury next week. So that's interesting, I guess. Then also we have to consider, is Moose eligible to compete in the next HOH? He won the safety chain. Here's my guess. My guess is no. And the reason is, that first of all, like Ty didn't get to compete after his HOH was rendered moot. Second,
they didn't let Jess compete,
right? So because in my eyes, because they didn't let Jess compete, what they're saying is these two, you can't win back to back HOH and safety, right? A safety chain. If Jess isn't allowed to, Moose isn't allowed to either, I would assume. So I'm assuming that Moose is not eligible to compete, but you never really know.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, Moose, I would love for Moose to compete, but
give
feel like
Moose everything he wants.
He's the man of the world. Like, Arisa, you're his biggest fan. Like, just give it to him.
Yeah, I just... I was waiting. I was like, should I talk? Should I wait for the no? But it's just... They specifically said, you know, like, this was not a HOH or veto, you know, like, they were so obvious, but because you told me that Jess didn't get to participate, that's the only reason. Oh, I feel like you're right.
Yeah, because I hear that argument, like, oh, it wasn't an HOH competition, but if it were the case that mattered, then I think Jess would have been allowed to compete in the safety, right? So,
yeah.
I think again.
That's so messy. She was like, they didn't get to compete.
Yeah.
And they went home.
Yeah. So by setting the precedent that Jess is not allowed to compete, I think, you know, if they're being consistent at all, I think Moose is probably not going to be competing in this HOH.
You'll be okay, Moose.
Yeah. I think Moose will probably be okay. I think
Moose is on the lower end of people possibly going home.
Yeah. I mean, I think Hermann is a bigger target than Moose still. And, and you know, even maybe Betty. Just because Jace and Gino want her gone, you know?
Yeah.
But we will see. And I think that people might go to Moose and be like, okay, that safety chain thing was weird, but is our deal still on about not nominating us? So who knows?
I just love when one side will like totally obliterate the other side and
you
then they'll be like, no. And then they'll be like, oh, but are we so good? It's like, did you not just ruin everything? And then you, the gall to come up and ask me.
How heartbreaking was it? They just, somebody just reminded me in the chat. How heartbreaking was it By a vote of 5-4, Tanisha, you were evicted. Moose immediately burst into tears.
My heart.
With Tanisha. I was like, oh, Moose.
Mm-mm. Like, he was alternative, but he's still breaking down.
Yeah. Moose is playing with his big heart.
And we love that energy. We respect that so much.
I know. Also, Moose completely ignoring Kevin's, no, Marty's high five.
I didn't notice.
When he's like, yeah, yes, when he won, and he's just like losing it. And then Kevin's like, oh, keep confusing them. Marty was like, hey, yeah, yeah, man. And then Marty's like, oh. And just like gives himself the high five.
Oh no!
I love that.
No, not yes. The like, self high five. Fuck it.
That's what you get. You gonna high five Moose? Get out of here!
No, how dare you? Oh. Yeah, that's exact. I'm just assuming he was too hyped up, but then he went and high-fived the next person, whoever was the next after Marty. I don't know who it was, but I was like, oh no. I would do that, but that's not good gameplay.
Oh, no. That no is my is gonna become my Arissa's version of
I was like, is that AJ?
Oh, all right. Oh, okay.
We need to go.
What a night. Anything else that you guys wanted to mention before we wrap up here?
I just wanted to say one quick thing, and this is not necessarily this episode related, but I feel like Alita's about to get a lot coming at her. So I just want to say, because people are constantly using, like, in her starting feed that, like, oh, she's wanted to be white, like, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, like, First of all, give her a break, on account that if you're not an immigrant, like, it's really hard. And if you're a first generation, it's even harder, because your family probably wants you to be one way. And then, you know, you're in like a town, and then you see the like majority acting the other way. I'll tell you, I grew up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and I remember I wanted to eat Indian food, but I was like bullied for having smelly food. And now look at y'all wanting Indian food. Anyway, but you know, it's like, so understand that, like, and so I just wanted to say that, because I've been blessed with this platform. So it's important to understand that, like, what she maybe meant in that moment, and like, you know, how hard it sometimes is for immigrant, like first generation or immigrants, like my children will be first generation. So it's so hard sometimes to like fit in. And, you know, you always want to go for the majority culture, because you don't feel like you fit in anywhere, or you don't feel good enough. So, you know, like, you can drag her for other things. Like, I was dragging her for other things, but like, don't bring that like thing in here. It's really frustrating, and it's really hard, you know, for me, who like understands like that feeling of like, yeah, someone said assimilation is the B word, and it's true. Like, it's really hard. So just, you know, like, talk about other stuff, like, let that stuff go, please.
Yes.
That's all. Thank you.
All right.
I will also like to say, I think the plan was great by Kevin. I think it was very smart, very masterful by him. However, if you look at the way the sides are divided, I really want to hit this point home. The fact that, like, you know, all the white folks are on one side, the people of color on the other side. And then it was like, Helena was only brought in because they needed her vote. Like, she had a pin to the lead, a swing vote. And sure, Kevin got Helena and Josh, but that's Kevin. And that's Kevin. Like, look at the rest of the side. I feel like that's great season, but I think it's still cool if we call out the problematic possible biases that could be at play in the house, like, especially because Herman was someone who was willing to like jump ship from them. Like, they could bring in Herman if they wanted to, or even Josh at that point in time. Summer and Betty were still with them, but I feel like that is a big thing we need to like be, and even just because you're aware of the situation in the house don't mean make it okay. Like, you still need to be like cautious of your actions and stuff like that. And secondly, I feel like it's very heartbreaking that both, I wasn't the biggest Jess fan, but the fact that we have both Jess and Jay on this season, neither of them gets to make the jury. Both of them struggled in the house socially. I believe the one other Daydum, I could be wrong, you can correct me, person that was Daydum and BB Can,
they also,
yeah. Non-binary, yes, they struggled socially in the house. So I feel like that's a bad, pattern that needs to be changed soon in the house.
period.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Great points. Great points all around. Thank you both for joining me here tonight. Bring in the great points and the big heart energy. And big hero villain energy.
There can only be heroes if there's villains.
Who is the villain of this podcast?
Me.
I think it's me.
Sasha
came out of my pants. When I was like, Summer needs to save Gino, Sasha jumped down my throat.
She was both the hero and the villain. She fulfilled the prophecy.
Period. I came in with that energy. I told you.
You did. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining me. Thank you all to the audience for hanging out with us here tonight, or for those of you who are watching or listening after the fact. We appreciate all of you. Hopefully you enjoyed not only the podcast, but the episode, which was definitely a fun time. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. If there's anything to update, we will give you what we've got. If there's not anything to update, we will at least let you know that there's nothing to update, because we don't know whether or not there's anything to update yet. So we'll update you on the update tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. And then,
Karen, you should update them on Ham's Twitter.
See, this is like, not that Hamza cares at all about what I think, but spoiling the HOH result if the feeds are down all weekend. Great use of a spoiler. Spoiling the double eviction on the day of the double eviction. And I know he posted a poll and it was like 90% please spoil. And I was like, who are these people? Get out of here with this. We need a new poll. We need more people to respond to it.
Because we're not a fan of those spoilers.
Because it's like the problem is that it can't be contained. Like once they're out, they spread everywhere. It's like you can't stop it. So, but what are you gonna do anyway? We'll see where we go with that. Exit interviews with Jess and Tanisha tomorrow. So look out for those as well. And then of course, stay tuned. Twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong live during the episodes. I'll be playing some, maybe actually might not be playing anything this weekend. But check out the Twitch, find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Check out the Taryn Show with Claire, this week, should be coming somewhat soon, or Peridium from before. Check out also the Survivor Stock Watch, I did with Chantel last night. That was a lot of fun. Survivor's been, a good time so far. Sasha, what are you up to?
You can find me on Twitter at funsize_04 and over on Post Show Recaps. We're covering Bridgerton season 2. So it's been really fun. I found out today that it was like the number 7 show in on Apple after show. Ooh. So like, thank you to everyone. I'm there with Kirsten, Geneva, Sarah Carradine. So we're there talking more mess. So if you
want, I'll start lineup.
Yeah, exactly. If you want me talking about more mess, obviously go check all of that out. And over on Silent Podcast, I'm around in and out. Thanks for having me.
Yes. AJ, what have you got going on?
You can find me on Twitter at Doug Kid Norris, where I'll promote anything I'm doing. I'm currently doing a Pretty Little Liars podcast titled 2 Can't Keep a Secret. Go check it out. We're having a lot of fun, me and the great Jay. Also, recently, I was on the Brazilian Dragon podcast where we were talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe of 2021. Go check out my thoughts on that, and which project I thought was a complete flop. But besides that, anything I'm doing on Twitter at Doug Kid Norris, I had so much fun tonight with y'all too. Y'all two are amazing.
All right. Thank you both for coming on again. This was a lot of fun. Thank you all for joining us tonight, and we will see all of you next time.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.